Now we're going to continue with our celebration of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award winners. The Ralph Munn Writing Competition has been offered by Carnegie Library for many, many years, and it's our pleasure to have Ariella Rickabon here with us today, who was awarded for a work called Hip Hop Science. Hi, Ariella.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
I'm happy to hear your voice. How old are you?
I am 15. Almost forgot my age for a second there.
Where do you go to school?
I go to P Virtual Charter School.
Oh, excellent. And are you going into 10th course? Did you start 10th grade this year?
Yes, I did.
I thought so. And I don't have, you're used to all this virtual stuff, right?
So, oh, yeah.
I was going to say, how did you feel while people all around you were making adjustments? You probably felt like you were ahead of the game, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself having to make adjustments still, even as a virtual charter school student?
Well, there was the fact that a lot more people were joining the virtual school, so the classes just got a lot larger.
Yeah, I imagine, too. How long have you been a student there?
Since kindergarten.
So you're really adept at the pace and interaction virtually. You probably had students that weren't as comfortable alongside of you, I would imagine. Is that true?
Yeah.
And what advice do you have for people? I know this isn't why we're talking, but there are a lot of people who are either starting virtual classes this year or who soon will be. Any advice for how to, like, get the best out of it?
Well, I guess I'd say even though you can't see them, the teachers are still there to help you. So make sure you reach out to them if you need help.
That's a good bit of advice. Do most students end up using backgrounds that they choose, or do you use a natural background when you're on camera?
We don't always turn on the camera, but we just, you know, wherever we are, that's what you see.
Well, that's already something I learned. So students' cameras are not necessarily on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I actually get that. But the teacher you see all the time?
Depends on the teacher, actually.
So sometimes do you just hear them?
Yep.
I see. Well, let's talk about your writing. Hip Hop Science is the name of the work. I know you're going to share it with us, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, believe it or not, it was the title actually came first. I was making a hat, and I was deciding to decorate it with, like, pieces of magazines. And I cut out a few words to put together, and something interesting I found was the words hip-hop and then science and put them together. And I was like, huh, that might actually make a good story.
Interesting. So this collage of a hat or decoupage, of what you cut out. It was just accidental.
Yeah.
And you ended up with it. Now, is it a long story or?
Depends on what you're comparing it to.
True.
It's I guess it's a little long for a short story, but.
So it sounds like it's a. Probably you're reading an excerpt from it makes the most sense rather than the whole story. When did you start writing stories?
Actually, this was the first one that I have actually followed through with and actually did more than one draft.
That's wonderful. What motivated you to do that?
Well, the year I started it, I also started a writing club in school, which was really good because I had the encouragement to keep going. And there was the fact that I had had some previous experience with storytelling, just not with words. So I was pretty confident I could pull it off still.
What was your experience in storytelling without words?
Well, it was more like not words on paper. Like, I would make up stories with my siblings through dialogue and stage directions. It's just spoken.
I see. So they would be more improvised?
Yeah.
So that's interesting, because sometimes somebody who enjoys improvisation feels very limited when they need to write down everything. How did the writing club help you? Did it meet weekly?
Yeah, they were able to provide feedback on the story and just encouragement that made me feel like I could keep going with it.
And I would imagine you also ended up having a feeling, kind of a deadline feeling, if you knew writing club was happening, you would be motivated to reach a new point in the development of your story or have some progress. A little gentle pressure, I guess, is the way I would put it.
Because it's nice to have a finished draft to share with people.
I'll bet. Are you working on anything else now?
Yes, actually. My next story is going to be related to the 1920s, which is a bit outside my comfort zone, but we'll see how it goes.
I'm excited about that. That's really, I'm glad that you're going to continue. Have you thought about what you might do after you graduate?
Because I have quite a few passions in addition to writing, I have no clue except for the fact that I'm kind of interested in, well, the entertainment field. So,
well, that
I guess
could,
it's a general direction.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, being able to write well is going to serve you no matter what you do forever.
Yeah.
And it's a skill. I think most people who write well think, doesn't everybody? But it's actually a rarer skill than you might think.
Yeah.
So that's great. Well, would you like to share a little bit of hip-hop science? And if need be, tell us a little bit about what we might need to know to understand it.
So I'm just going to read an excerpt from the first scene. And basically what's happening so far is that the narrator has reluctantly decided to bake with his father.
Okay, so here now for you, we have Ariella Rakobin with an excerpt from Hip Hop Science.
Wait, we almost forgot the most important ingredient. Dad snatches the batter bowl before I can pour the mixture into the pan. Smooth as butterscotch pudding, Dad mimes taking out his heart and putting it in the batter. Can't forget to add your lovin'. He winks at me. It's gonna be the Sunflower Bakery House recipe. I smile. Maybe Dad could have been a baker like he wanted, if it weren't for the singing and the dancing and the bad jokes. I shake my head. Good thing Dad didn't want to be a comedian. Dad sloshes the batter into the pan. I hum along with the radio and wash the spoon by licking it clean. Dad plonks the pan on the oven rack, sets the timer, and takes a bow. Just you wait, Jules. When that cake is done, you'll never doubt me again. I smile and roll my eyes. Dad spins me around the kitchen while the timer ticks down. The radio plays on.
That's really beautiful. That sounds so honest and is that character related to you in any way or completely fictitious?
Well, it was sort of inspired by baking with my mother and my sister when I was younger.
Interesting. Because most people would say there's always a bit of you in your writing, but as you read it, it just sounded very, very natural. It's not all. Do you ever like listen to writers reading their works? famous authors will read their works, and sometimes it's totally different than it would sound when you were reading it to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. How were you notified that you won?
Oh, well, I first received an email telling me that my piece was a runner-up, and when I received that news, I wasn't thinking I could win first place. I was just so excited that I was going to get feedback from the judge.
Yeah.
And then later I got an email telling me that I won, and I was like, what? I won? I was happy just to be published.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I admire you. I mean, honestly, this competition's been going on for many years, and as a first timer, it's amazing to accomplish what you did, but also to recognize the value of getting feedback, whether you've placed first or second or whatever. Just to be honored in that way shows a lot of maturity. That forgive me for sounding like an adult, but it shows a lot of maturity beyond your years. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about your writing?
General? I would like to give a shout out to my brothers for helping me with editing. And I'd also like to give a big shout out to Cecilia Caro for not only reviewing my story, but also reading aloud an excerpt for it so I could see how it sounded.
Excellent. And what are your brothers' names and how old are they?
My oldest brother is Giancarlo, and I honestly don't remember exactly how old he is. I know he's in his 20s. I lost track after graduation.
I do the same thing. And what's your other brother's name?
My other brother is Julian, and I'm pretty sure he just turned 20.
So it's the two of them and you. Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And as I mentioned to the other honorees we spoke with this morning, I hope we'll be able to have you in the studio here with us sometime once things get a little bit back to normal. But it's great to be able to have you here by telephone. And congratulations once again.
Thank you.
That was Ariella Riccobon, and her piece is called Hip Hop Science. And we'll put a link up to it in just a moment on our Facebook page. We also have a link to the 2020 Ralph Munn anthology in which her work can be viewed.